It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, and for John Moe. You might be driving in a car right now with a black box recorder, kind of like the black boxes airplanes have. Congress, they could make every car have one of these in the next couple of years. Justin Berkowitz is editor at Car and Driver.
The technical term is event data recorders. They're much dumber than the black boxes you'd get on an airplane, and they record typically events related to actual collisions. So they're going to be looking at how hard you pressed the brake if you've collided with something, for how long you pressed it, how far away were you when you started hitting the brake, what was your speed. And then they collect some safety data as well. How did the airbags deploy, and were you wearing a seatbelt?
And so is it collecting this data all of the time, and then it just stops if I'm in a crash, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a little bit like a DVR you might use on TV. It does keep a running tab going back a certain period of time, but it doesn't store anything in the long term. Very much like with the DVR, if you've been watching something and decide to record it, it can go back. The same is true here. It doesn't want to keep a record of how fast you went on Tuesday, but the computer is interested in how fast you were going right before a collision.
A lot of cars already have these devices, but there's not much clarity about how and when and who can use the data they collect. Should my car be able to tell on me for driving too fast? Scott Peppett is a professor at the University of Colorado Law School.
Could your insurance company have, as a condition of getting an insurance policy, that you in advance say, if I'm ever in an accident, you can get to my black box data? A couple of states right now, Oregon, North Dakota, Arkansas, have rules that say they can't make that a condition of your insurance policy. But the vast majority of states haven't said anything about that.
And Peppett says more advanced recording devices are on the way.
Right now, you can get really big discounts on your insurance premiums in programs like Progressive's. If you're willing to put a different kind of black box sensor in your car, those are actually much more privacy invasive in a sense. They record data for 30 days about how you drive. And then Progressive looks at it and says, you're a good driver. We'll give you 25% off your insurance premiums.
And what about the people who don't want to sign up for the program?
Does that mean your insurance premiums are kind of automatically higher because the insurance company says, well, gee, then you must be a bad driver?
Peppett says this is the direction we're headed until there are clearer rules. Verizon CFO Fran Shammo says customers grandfathered into unlimited data plans are going to lose the option and have to get on a tiered data plan when they move onto the 4G network. We decided to get a little reaction from a few pop stars. Hey, Milli Vanilli, what did you think of the news?
It's a tragedy for me to see. The dream is over.
Tragedy, huh? That might be a little strong, but you guys have misrepresented things before. And what about you, Sarah McLachlan?
Clinging to a past that doesn't let me choose.
Clinging, huh? That's a little intense. And Gloria Gaynor, what was your reaction when you heard the news?
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
And then what'd you realize?
I've got all my life to live, and I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm dancing right now. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted online backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.